US, Mike.
At 8 D of H, mobile.
At 8 D of H, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. I think you're on this system.
Yep, I'm here. It's, looking pretty interesting off to the west.
Yes, my lightning detector went off and I heard a rumble of thunder, if that's what you're talking about. But changing topics, if you don't mind. You'd mentioned an interesting statistic about the battery backup on 8.6. You got I got a question on that.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, you mentioned an interesting number that said when it's transmitting or operating, it's running at 700 watts input power from the, or sucking that from the batteries. What's the VA capacity of the backup battery, or what can you describe the backup battery?
Yeah, it's a it's not a EcoFlow. It's one of those nice big lithium ion battery pack things. It's 2,000 watt hours. Ooh, that was a pretty cool lightning. 2,000 watt hours. So we get a decent amount of runtime on that. And that's 700 or so watts running the repeater at full power, so about 110 watts transmit power, and the power supply in that repeater isn't the most efficient thing in the world, obviously, but you also got to figure out all the losses and everything through that power supply. But another backup power solution we wanted to add is there's a 24 volt input on the back for DC, and we've got two 12 volt batteries, and that repeater can charge them. So we've got to hook them up, and then just the repeater by itself, the 8.6 repeater by itself will be able to run on the batteries, and none of the networking equipment will have backup power, but at least just the repeater would.
Okay, the reason I was asking is because I was looking at the lithium battery supply systems, and, well, not EcoFlow, what was I looking at, EcoWorthy, maybe, I don't know, there's a million different names, but I was actually looking at one of the 48-volt lithium battery packs to then tie it into an inverter, but you wouldn't need 48 volts for your system, I don't think.
No, we wouldn't really need 48 volts. 24 volts will do just fine. Most of everything else in the rack will run on 12. It'll run happily on 12. So, another thought I had was also having those batteries actually dump into the power, the DC input. Although we would need a separate 24 volt battery charger or dual 12 volt battery chargers to get the battery charged to add some extra capacity to that that little backup battery thing. There's a lot of ways we could extend the capacity of our backup power solution, but honestly, it lasted the whole net. I was kind of surprised it did. And it still had some battery left over, and it was running on battery for up to 3 hours before then. So I'd say that you've already got a decent amount of capacity. The only issue is that the repeater doesn't know when it's on battery, so it doesn't shorten the hang time or reduce its power output automatically. We can do that. The controller's got some I.O. on it. We can do all that. You just gotta, you know, wire it for such a use case, which would be very beneficial, because I would imagine we'd be able to significantly increase our run time on battery if we do all of that. Anyway, I'm just about to pull into the parking garage, and I'm going to lose the repeater when I pull in here. So I'm going to 7-3, Mr. Jim, and we can touch on this topic later. Any viewing?
Okay, you're kind of breaking up there, and hey, 7-3s, have a good day. There was another station in there, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening.
Roger, KUS Mobile.
Good morning, Ryan. I think Drake signed out. ACATG.
Okay, good morning, Jim. Yeah, I had to ask him a quick question, but if he's busy, he's busy. That's all there is to him. So I'm just coming through Grayling right now, northbound. I just got on 75 here at 4 Mile Road.
Okay, well, hey, if you're headed north, you might run into a little thunderstorms there. My lightning detectors are going off right now, so safe travels northbound. ACATG listening.
Appreciate it, Jim. Yeah, we need some rain to wash some of this bug action off my windshield, so doesn't mind me a bit. So, all right, can you do IS Mobile? Take care.
CD9NN mobile monitoring.
Seven ABCW Mobile.
AB7OLD, check. Can I get a signal report? AB7OLD, listening.
Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters. The Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net starts in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, WARJ. Good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ, my name is Rob, net control station for this evening, and I'm located in downtown Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. Okay, we're going to start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short-time stations only at this point. If you are an EchoLink station, mobile station, or a short-timer, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, we'll do general check-ins right now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
KV8,
John and Beulah.
WNAP, Larry Murillo.
KA8HYE, Edgar.
Okay, we have, turn the mic over there. We have KB8SCJ, AB9NN, W8NP, and KA8HYE. Anyone else? Okay, well, this is a start here. So, good evening all. Checking the calendar here. I don't think I've got much going on. Got a doctor's appointment later in the week. But that's about it until next week. Temperature here was 75 degrees and 76% humidity, and it's miserable. Okay. We had a power outage here for about an hour and a half. Don't know what happened. The neighbor said he heard a loud popping sound, so that would lead to tell me that that was a fuse on a transformer or something like that. All righty. Well, let's get it going here. KB8SVJ, Bob, take it away. Stand by, John.
Take it easy, Rob. Everybody else out there in the night, this is KB8FCJ. Yeah, it's been a warm, sticky couple days here. But it's Michigan, it's 2nd of September. You think that September, the real hot days are behind us, but it's still there. I've been working quite a bit lately on this Ironman coming up the 20th of September. We're having what's called a COMEX, a communication exercise. There's going to be people from out of state come in and participate in not the actual race, but in the communications and the operation of the race. And they're going to get certain points and sign off on tasks for their task book to become state recognized OXC. I've been doing quite a bit of work on that, prepare for that. A lot of work for an 8-hour day there. So I just had a Zoom meeting tonight, last a little over an hour in preparation. So hope it goes off without a hitch. So I got for right now. I'll pass up for a second round. KB8FCJ.
Very good, Bob. Thanks for the info. And we'll move on down the list here. John, AB9NN, take it away. Stand by, Larry.
Okay, AB9NN and the MarfNet. Good evening to everybody on the net tonight. Good to hear everybody checked in. 68.2 degrees currently at our weather station here in mile east of downtown Beulah, and looks like we've measured 0.21 inches of rain in the past day, so looks like during the day and evening we got about 0.21 inches of rain. Not much going on today, hoping that we don't get any rain tomorrow morning, going to try to get the aprons mowed at Champion Hill again tomorrow. Mowed them on Tuesday and going to try for Thursday and then let them go for the weekend. So supposed to be rainy Friday, but clear again Saturday and Sunday, and don't really want to mow on a Saturday. So hopefully I'll be able to get them done tomorrow. Not too much else going on. Just wanted to check in, say good evening to everybody, and hope everybody's having a great day. 89 and then. Back to net control.
Thank you, John. Yeah, it's I was going to mow this morning, then I heard the thunder, and I said, "Oh, it ain't happening today." So maybe tomorrow morning. I like to get up and do it when it's cool, so or cooler. We'll see what happens. So, all right. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, and we are going to move on here to Larry, WNAP. Take it away there, Larry.
Okay, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Larry, yes, from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla. Well, I had the fan running in the window in the bedroom, north-facing window. It was fairly good sleeping last night. But then at just about 8 o'clock this morning, the fan blew in the rain. It started raining. I had to jump up out of bed and turn the fan off and take the fan out of the window and close the window. And it was quite a deluge. It lasted 10 to 15 minutes and then quit entirely, and no more rain the rest of the day. But I'll tell you, that really got me up. Having that water splatter on my face. So, So that's it for today. Well, I'll be around for second go. WJ. WNAP.
Okay, Larry. Very good. Yeah, some of those fans, I don't know, they have a reverse on them where you can blow it in or blow it out. And maybe that would have kept you dry if you blew it out. So, all righty. Let's see here. Oh, okay, we're down to Edgar here. KA8HYE. Take it away, Edgar, then we'll do a standby.
This is KA8HYE in Traverse City. And it was much cooler today than yesterday. Yesterday, the Tramps Radio Control Airplane Club had our last training night for the summer. And the car said it was 88 degrees, and I'm not sure what the humidity was, but it was high. Sweat ran in my eyes, and it was just so pleasant. Much nicer today, but we had maybe at our house here anyhow on the hill, we had enough to rain to maybe settle the dust, and not enough to really water the garden, so. Looking forward to maybe a little nicer weather tomorrow and maybe some more RC flying. I won't be here for the second round, but this is KA8HYE.
Okay, very good. Edgar, thank you very much. We have a couple of guys at our church that fly RC planes. I went out and watched them in Thompsonville a couple times. It was kind of interesting. It's like ham radio. It's an expensive hobby. Okay. All right. This is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here for net control. And we'd like to see if there's anyone that would like to join the net. If so, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly so I can write it down. Okay, short net tonight, so back to the top. Bob, KB8SVJ, stand by, John.
Monday is Labor Day, and I just wanted to ask everybody to, if you are out and about driving, traveling, busy, whatever, be safe, be careful, and traffic should be heavy. But one of the bright side after that, the town empties out during the week, at least. We may be busy during the weekend, but we'll be empty on it during the week. So, with that, I'll send back to you, Rob. KBA-SVJ.
Very good, Bob. Yeah, it's the same here in Beulah. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, man, it's just nuts. And then usually the weekend after Labor Day, it's kind of calmed down. The tour rats have come in and spent their money and had a decent time and went home. So, yep, the village is ours after that. I love it. So, all right, John, AB9NN, stand by, Larry.
Okay, AB9NN, returning to the BarfNet this evening. And, boy, I almost said the good morning net, but that's over in Sturgeon Bay, and that's not till tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So I guess I got to get the right net. And anyway, that's about it. Yeah, our first two times have changed substantially by about a half an hour at Champion Hill and Pinecroft. Now starting at, 7 o'clock. And which means I get to sleep in for an extra half hour and don't have to show up to work until about 6 o'clock. And, boy, it's still pitch black at 6 o'clock in the morning, though, when I get started and running headlights. And, boy, I got to tell you, when I was mowing on earlier this week, on Tuesday, it was really foggy. There was a dense low-level fog
And boy, mowing in the dark when it's foggy is just really a tough thing to do. There's lights all over the place from the different mowers, and it's very, very hard to see things and hard to stay coordinated. But got through it. My boss said I did a good job and didn't scalp anything, so that's a good thing. So with that, back to that control room, maybe 9, and then John and Beulah, I'll quit whining.
Well, that was exciting. I don't know what that was. All right. We're at the bottom of the list here. We have Larry coming up, and then I'll do a standby to see if there's anybody else would like to join the Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends Net, a.k.a. BARF. All right, Larry, take it away, WNAP.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, and the group, this is WNAP. Well, you know, this talk about setting the time to daylight saving time or standard time, you know, on a permanent basis, you know, I asked SuperGrok AI how many countries, you know, set their clocks to the half hour. And there's 9 countries or parts of countries that do set their clocks to the half hour. Now, I know Iran, Pakistan, India, they set their clocks to the half hour on a permanent basis. And Canada, Newfoundland, and Nova Scotia, they set their clocks to the half hour rather than, you know, an hour. So, you know, it can be done. And for those that whine about wanting up an hour daylight in the morning or an hour more daylight in the evening, well, if we set our clocks to the half hour, that would satisfy all of them 50%. What better can you do? Anyway, okay, that's it. 7-3, everybody. Hope the rest of the week is good. And yeah, this weekend being Labor Day in the U.S. I don't know if Canada observes Labor Day the same as we do, but in the rest of the world, or in a lot of the rest of the world, May 1st is it's just called May Day, and that's equivalent. That's Labor Day in many parts of the world. Okay. W8REJ, 7-3, everybody, from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, hey, thanks for checking in, and for your information, I'm one of those whiners. I wanted to go ahead and leave it because I don't like driving in the dark. In fact, I don't drive in the dark much anymore. And I don't know, old eyes, I guess. Anyway, there you go. Thanks for checking in, and we'll look for you on the Manistee Net in the morning. So, all right, we're at the bottom of the BARF Net, Ben's the Amateur Radio Friends, W8REJ here. Is there anyone who would like to join the net before I shut her down? If so, come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, well, Fred, I know you're lurking out there somewhere, so, hey, check into the net once in a while, will you? Okay. All righty. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. The BARFnet meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on this frequency. And in addition to the net, we meet for the BARF breakfast the last Saturday of the month, except December, at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m.
If you feel froggy and want to come and join us the last Saturday, just walk in the front door, and you'll walk all the way to the back, and just before you nose hit the wall, you turn left, and you'll see us sitting over in there. Okay, so, all righty, that's it. We'll return the repeater to normal operation. Thanks for the use of the repeater for this net. The net's clear. This is W8REJ, and we'll say 7-3 to all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.